Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Now, for those of you who were listening last week to the program, likely heard the soundbite by Congressman Greg Stubbe from Florida when he spoke on the House floor against the passage of the Equality Act, which is going to put homosexuality and transgenderism as part of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It will be illegal to discriminate on the basis of these two categories now, homosexuality or gender identity, immediately putting Christians who have a biblically based worldview at odds and under threat of being prosecuted if they don't affirm or go along with homosexuality and transgenderism. I want to play that soundbite again because the response to it by one of the highest ranking members in the Democratic Party, Jerry Nadler's response is incredibly telling about where we are as a country.
I'm going to start with the truth. Deuteronomy 22:5 states, "A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this." Now, this verse isn't concerned about clothing styles, but with people determining their own sexual identities. It's not clothing or personal style that offends God, but rather the use of one's appearance to act out or take on a sexual identity different from the one biologically assigned by God at birth. In his wisdom, God intentionally made each individual uniquely either male or female. When men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences. And this bill speaks directly against what is laid out in Scripture. Our government, through this bill, is going to redefine what a woman is and what a man is.
Mr. Stubbe, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
Let me repeat what Jerry Nadler just said in response to Greg Stubbe. What any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is of no concern to this Congress, unquote. Why that's a falsehood is because every viewpoint, whether it's professed to be secular or any other viewpoint, comes from a source, whether it's a book, maybe it's a religious book, maybe it's an observation someone makes, maybe it comes from a writer or a teacher, a scientific study. Every viewpoint comes from a source. In so-called secular sources, as Jerry Nadler says, we shouldn't have any religious tradition have any part of discussion here in Congress. So-called secular sources have been much influenced by religion. For instance, why does Jerry Nadler believe murder is wrong? I assume he does. After all, if we're animals like secularists believe, why does murder matter between humans? I mean, animals kill each other all the time. Now, the reason Jerry Nadler believes murder is wrong, I'm assuming, is because the biblical worldview has influenced his thinking, even if he completely rejects a biblical worldview. So there's a borrowing of even those who are secular from religious sources. And the second point is this, that secular sources are actually religious. The worldview of secular humanism, that is actually a designated religion. Go to a college campus and look up the list of religions on the campus. You'll often find secular humanism as a designated religion. Third of all, it's impossible to divide or bifurcate the sacred from the secular. And that's actually really not that important to do so. Oh, that's secular. That's sacred. That's religious. That's not really important. The important thing is the assertion being made actually true? Is it actually match reality? Is what Greg Stubbe declared from God's word that God designed two genders and one can't change their gender? The issue is not one of religion. It comes from a religious belief. But the question is, the issue is it the truth? Is he actually speaking the truth that there are just two genders and you can't change your gender? Because if what he said is true, then it needs to be embraced. Otherwise, if you reject what he said, you are going to be following a lie, a falsehood. And that is exactly the problem. There are too many people today in our country who have believed the lie about the transgender issue, the homosexual issue, and the church is not doing enough to counteract it.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.